In the day's other headlines, a gunman opened fire at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, and the sheriff there said at least three people were shot. There was no immediate word on their conditions. Police and rescue units swarmed the campus as the university reported shootings in at least two buildings. The gunman died after being confronted by officers, but the circumstances were unclear. President Biden urged Congress today to approve billions of dollars in new military and economic aid to Ukraine. The White House says the money will run out at year's end without congressional action. The president said that would be a gift to Russian President Vladimir Putin and that he would not stop with Ukraine.
If he keeps going and then he attacks a NATO ally, where we've committed as a NATO member that we defend every inch of NATO territory, then we'll have something that we don't seek and that we don't have today, American troops fighting Russian troops.
Later, Senate Republicans blocked debate on the aid measure unless it includes new action to tighten the U.S. southern border. President Biden says he's willing to make significant changes on border policy, but he gave no details. In Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky said today his government will boost its own military production and defeat Russia against all odds. The U.S. Justice Department today charged four Russians with war crimes against an American living in Ukraine. They're accused of kidnapping the man from the village where he lived with his Ukrainian wife in the spring of 2022. Then they allegedly tortured him for 10 days. The charges are largely symbolic since the four defendants are not in U.S. custody. Republicans are holding their fourth presidential debate tonight, this time at the University of Alabama. Once again, former President Donald Trump is not taking part. Instead, he appeared last night with Fox host Sean Hannity, and he would not rule out abusing power if he's reelected.
He says, "You're not going to be a dictator, are you?" I said, "No, no, no, other than day one. We're closing the border, and we're drilling, drilling, drilling."
Meantime, President Biden had suggested Tuesday that he might not be running again if Mr. Trump were not running. Today, he said there might be 50 Democrats who could win that race, but he vowed, quote, "I will defeat him." Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is leaving Congress by the end of the year. The California Republican announced it today in the Wall Street Journal. He said, quote, "I have decided to depart the House to serve America in new ways." Hard-right conservatives engineered McCarthy's ouster back in October. He's the first speaker to be voted out of the job. There's new evidence that 2023 is set to be the warmest year on record. European Union scientists report that November was the sixth month in a row to break heat marks. That news came today as the UN's COP28 climate summit wrapped up its first week of meetings in Dubai, amid debate over phasing out fossil fuels. The EU's climate commissioner appealed for bolder action.
And the science is crystal clear. I've repeatedly said it, and I'm going to repeat it here. We have no alternative than to follow what scientists tell us. And they're telling us we're simply not on track. I want this COP to mark the beginning of the end for fossil fuels.
The climate summit continues through Tuesday. Here at home, some of the country's biggest banks appealed to U.S. senators today to head off new regulations. The Biden administration's proposals would force the firms to keep more capital on hand. But CEOs of seven major banks argued it would curtail lending and hurt profits. They also condemned efforts to limit overdraft fees.
It makes no sense. I mean, that's the bottom line. I've been at this for a long time. I served on the New York Fed board for years. I've seen a lot of rules. Some of them make sense, and it's a question of how far you turn the dial. This doesn't make sense.
The banks say they need flexibility in the face of inflation and higher interest rates. Regulators say this year's bank failures call for tougher rules. And on Wall Street, falling oil prices helped drag stocks lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 70 points to close at 36,054. The NASDAQ fell 83 points. The S&P 500 slipped 17. And still to come on the News Hour, the 25th anniversary of the International Space Station highlights its scientific and cultural impact. Author Tim Alberta discusses his new book about American evangelicals in an age of political extremism. And we reflect on the life of legendary TV producer and writer Norman Lear.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.